Good morning. We're continuing Chayei Adam, Klal Mem Gimel, reciting Siman Zayin. So Siman Zayin discusses a case which I'm not sure we have the exact same case that he's discussing. So I think we can come up with a case which would be fairly similar nowadays. She talks about Yagadis. So Yagadis translates into Hebrew is Uchmaniyot, which is a type of a berry, would be, let's say, a raspberry or a blueberry, blackberry. Merukachim, that you made into some type of a sauce or a jam. Shadarach l'orchel im basar, which you then eat it with meat. I think the modern equivalent of this is cranberry sauce. So cranberry sauce is a type of a sauce that you make, but you don't use it then as a condiment on bread, like a jam or a jelly. You actually use it as a condiment, as an accompaniment to meat. So people, you would use cranberry sauce as an accompaniment to the to turkey. So I think that'll be the fairly good example of what he's referring to. So now you ate it with meat. So over there, it's clearly a tuffel to the meat. And since he said before, like he said in Simon Gimel, and the meat is tuffel to the bread, so Mela, the bracha on the pas, will cover this sauce as well. Now the question comes up, so you're no longer eating it together with the meat, you're eating it by itself. So in our example of cranberry sauce, so a person has some cranberry sauce together with the turkey, and then he has some cranberry sauce by itself. So the Chayyadim says, nearly the dinan kishar peiris b'tzarech levarech. So I would argue, the Chayyadim says, that nearly, it seems to me, the Chayyadim is talking, that it's peiris, and it's not something which comes for the purpose of a condiment to bread. It's not something which comes to satiate. It's something which is sweet, which a person likes having something sweet during the meal sometimes, but it's something which is sweet. And it's not a liftun, which it's not something which you would eat together with bread. So the Chayyadim says that he would hold it, you should make a bracha on it in that situation. In the Piskei Mishaburah, the people put it together, point out, the Mishaburah does not discuss this case. So we don't have an opinion of the Mishaburah on this case, what the halacha would be. Now the Chayyadim says, Wakaponim Yizoyer, Shagam Lebesoy Pyachlim in Basar Upas. So remember, the case here was that he started out eating it together with the basar, and then he stopped eating it with the basar. So the Chayyadim says, so we found something along these lines before, something which comes to be like an accompaniment to the bread, which is peiris. So if you eat the first and last bite together with bread, that's kaveya, that it's coming to accompany the bread. So again, the Chayyadim's rules were, if it's the only course, just the first bite has to be eaten together with bread. If there are multiple courses, which over here that's obviously true because there's the meat and then there's the sauce, so it's only considered tuffel to the bread as if you would eat the first and last bite together with the bread. But what the Chayyadim seems to introduce over here is something which I'm not familiar with anybody else who says it, that he says you should, over here, instead of eating it with bread, he says, yechol im basar upas. So I'm not sure if he means that you have to eat it with basar and pas bedavka, or he means basar is alone is enough, or pas alone is enough. Because his next words was, af sheba emsa oichol b'loi basar, in tzarech l'varech, kidaliyel. So, you remember, your first bite of this sauce was not with the bread, it was with the meat. And we're going to give it a din of a tuffel to the meat by eating the first and last bite of it with the meat. That seems to be what the Chayyadim is introducing. Now, we don't have any other case of tuffel like that, or we very rarely have a case of tuffel like that. Tuffel is when you eat the things together in a tarubis, that's such a lacha. Bread, because of its chashivis, you do not need to eat it together with the bread to have a din of tuffel. There's one scenario with something which is like a tuffel gomer, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, a person has a bad flavor in his mouth and he's only eating the other food just to remove the bad flavor, even though you're not eating it together. But that's an exception. In general, tuffle has to be eaten together with the ikur, the evidence of tuffle and ikur. Bread is the exception. So here he's saying, but since the bread is part of the meal, and the meal, it's a bread meal, so if you can be conveying that this is there to be together with the meat, it's like as if it's there together with the bread. So as long as you eat the first piece with meat, you eat the last piece with meat and pas, even in between you do not eat it together with the meat, you do not need to make a bracha, like he said before. So this is a chiddush of the Chayyarim. I'm not familiar with anybody else who's saying this. But the point that he raises is a good point, that cranberry sauce really, theoretically, should not automatically be included in the meal. So a person would... person needs to in some way be kaveya that that's what he's doing, is he having a part of his meal, so there shouldn't be any question in regards to a bracha, and the solution is to have the first bite together with basar and the last bite together with basar and pas. Obviously, if a person would smear it on his bread, that's a different story. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about eating it during the meal, not with the bread. But there's no bracha because the beginning and the end of it is with, together with other foods. Okay. Meanwhile, have a good day.